Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Coronado Public Library podcast. I'm your host, Nick Burmeister, a librarian here at the Coronado Public Library. On this edition of the show, I'm going to tell you about some new books. I'll talk about a few upcoming events at the library and around town. And we're going to talk to Executive and Artistic Director of the Coronado Island Film Festival, Merity Book. She's going to talk to us about the upcoming film festival here on the island. So stick around, won't you? Okay, let's get started with some new books. First up is Best Pick, A Journey Through Film History and the Academy Awards, with John Dorney, Jessica Regan, and Tom Selinsky. In Best Pick, A Journey Through Film History and the Academy Awards, John Dorney, Jessica Regan, and Tom Selinsky provide a captivating decade-by-decade exploration of the Oscars. For each decade, they examine the making of classic films, trends and innovations in cinema, behind-the-scenes scandals at the award ceremony, and who won and why. 20 films are reviewed in depth alongside 10 detailed making-of accounts and capsule interviews of every single Best Picture winner in history. In addition, each Best Picture winner is carefully scrutinized to answer the ultimate question: did the Academy get it right? Full of wonderful stories and cogent analysis and fascinating insights, Best Pick is a witty and enthralling look at the people, politics, and movies and trends that have shaped our cinematic world. That's Best Pick, A Journey Through Film History and the Academy Awards, by John Dorney, Jessica Regan, and Tom Selinsky. Next up is Dark City, The Lost World of Film Noir, by Eddie Muller. Join Eddie Muller, host of TCM's Noir Alley, on a spellbinding trip through treacherous terrain, Hollywood in the post-World War II years, where art, politics, scandal, style, and brilliant craftsmanship produced a new approach to movie making and a new type of cultural mythology. Dark City is Muller's definitive book on film noir, where he explores the intersection between the reality of mid-century America and the mythic vision of an enticing but dangerous world depicted in unforgettable films such as Double Indemnity, Out of the Past, The Asphalt Jungle, and Gun Crazy. In this edition of his groundbreaking book, Muller expands his grim and gritty tour of Dark City with new chapters and a striking collection of restored photos. Fresh insights offer a unique perspective on both classic and neglected gems of the genre, while behind-the-scenes stories paint a complex picture of a place where the men and women who created noir often found themselves dangling from the same sinister heights as the silver screen avatars to whom they gave life. That's Dark City, The Lost World of Film Noir, by Eddie Muller. And you can pick both of these books up here at the Coronado Public Library. Okay, we're back here with Merity Book. She is the executive and artistic director of the Coronado Island Film Festival. The film festival is going to go from November 9th to the 13th. That's this month. It's going to happen all over Coronado, lots of different locations. And one of those locations is right here at the library in the Wind Room. Ms. Book, thank you for coming by the library today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to work with your team and everyone here at the Coronado Library.
Yeah, we're pretty great. the Coronado Island Festival is coming up the 9th through the 13th. It's going to happen all over Coronado, the Village Theater, here at the Wind Room, Black Box Theater, just to name a few. This is the fourth year that you're having the...
It's actually the seventh.
Seventh
year. And, you know, but that's interesting that you say that because really, you know, coming out of 2 years of COVID, you know, people have sort of lost track of time, and we launched in 2016.
My goodness.
So, yes, so this is our seventh year. we were fortunate enough last year to have a fully in-person festival. We also had a virtual festival, you know, for those that were still, you know, minding COVID and really staying in their homes, and it was wonderful. Sure. But yeah, this year we're fully 100% in person.
Great. And some of those events are going to happen here at the Win Room. One that I know a lot of people are looking forward to is Leonard Maltin and Jacqueline Bisset. Are they like kind of like Q&A conversation interview kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited to have Jacqueline Bisset with us. And always Leonard Maltin is our honorary festival head juror and host. And I was going to say Jackie. I've been calling her Jackie.
I'm sorry. But, let me pick that name up that you just dropped.
Yes, so we're going to be screening a retrospective of the film that really launched her career. She had already made several films up to this point, but Day for Night was really the film that I think made people wake up and realize that she is quite a astounding actress,
yeah,
and
quite
not
a talent.
Just a beautiful woman and a model. So Leonard, we're going to screen that film in the Win Room, and then Leonard and Jacqueline will basically have a conversation post screening and really talking about its icon to actor or actress to icon, pardon me, and really talking about her career from a ballet dancer to becoming really a cultural icon in all her films and contributions. So it's going to be an intimate conversation and very, very special. So for fans out there, it's going to be a really unique experience to be that close to her. And Leonard is always amazing. He seems to pull things out of people that, you know, no one else ever does. So
yeah, he's been at it for a while.
So, yes, he's a seasoned pro.
Yes. Sure. I know. So looking through the schedule, I know a couple things that I looked that looked really interesting to me. One was Anxious Nation, which has a Q&A with the director, Laura Martin. Morton, I'm sorry. And Juniper looked really good. And then Women Talking looked really good to me, too. I know that one's got a little bit of buzz going about it. Can you tell us a little bit more about Women Talking?
Yes, absolutely. So Women Talking actually takes place, the film itself takes place in one room, and it's extremely powerful. A lot of the feedback, it's getting a lot of critical acclaim. It's director Sarah Polley. If there's fans out there, this is an incredible directorial film that she's done, a little different than what she normally does. Mm-hmm. Star-studded cast. It's about a Mennonite community that's over in Bogota, I think. Did I say Bolivia?
Bolivia.
I always mess that up. But yeah. In Bolivia. And it's a Mennonite community where the women really have been so segregated. And the backstory is fairly tragic. The movie itself is not. It's really about these women discussing, coming to terms with their own power, their sense of loss, the trauma, but also finding this freedom and sort of coming together and really discussing what has taken place. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of younger women, this is really resonating. The younger generation, it's really making a lot of buzz and causing a lot of the topics to the forefront in this day and age and dealing with some of these traumatic events. So that's going to be a really interesting film. And then you mentioned Anxious Nation.
Yeah.
That film, it's a documentary. It's actually a filmmaker here in San Diego. Mm-hmm. Vanessa Roth is an Academy Award winning director. She's also a San Diegan. Oh. And Laura Morton is up in North County. She is phenomenal. She's a 40-time best-selling author. So for library fans, you might recognize her name. Sure. For book fans. But she typically does biographies. This is a very personal story. It's dealing with the crisis of anxiety in our nation right now, but really focused on the youth. And I've never seen a film quite like this on mental health and anxiety, primarily because it's such an intimate look. We're really looking at profiles of families dealing with anxiety on all different levels. For me personally, it's not something I've dealt with. I have many friends whose kids are grappling with that, especially mm-hmm. after all our lockdowns and COVID and just the situation in the world today. So it gave me a whole different respect for parents and friends I know, and even personal friends that are dealing with it in their own lives, to see what they go through. I mean, it's very intimate. We're in these people's homes. We're talking to them. The other facet of this is the real generational aspect. Some of these parents of these children actually also suffered from anxiety.
Yep.
So that's a hard thing to admit, that maybe your own behavior is now contributing to your child's behavior. So it touches upon certain topics, but in such a phenomenal way, such a gracious way. Anybody who, I just recommend the film for everybody, but anybody who's really going through this, or has friends and family, it's going to be amazing to listen to this. They'll be joining us for the Q&A, and we'll also be honoring Vanessa Roth for her entire body of work with the Humanitarian Award at the Tribute.
Oh, great. So, the Tribute's going to be hosted by Leonard Moulton, too.
Correct. Yes, and we do that at the Crown Room at the Hotel Del. It's an incredible evening.
No, it looks like, I mean, you can go through the schedule. What's the website?
It's CoronadoFilmFest.com.
Okay, go to CoronadoFilmFest.com, click on the schedule. Like, really, there's something for everybody. There's some shorts. You know, I like shorts. There's a movie about what David Lynch's obsession with The Wizard of Oz. I'm a David Lynch fan myself, so it's really great. But there's a lot of prescient movies, some comedy, some drama, lots of documentaries. I like to see that.
Yes.
So yeah, it's really, there's no like one focus of the Coronado Film Festival, but it's got something for everybody. So, and you can buy a badge for the entire weekend, or what, it's like 5 days, 4 days?
Yeah, so our kickoff badge starts Wednesday, November 9th, and that's actually our badge pickup. So if you purchase a badge, you can go there. It's a big taste of the festival. We have a live band. It's just a real, we have preview night, there's trailers running on the screen. But if you don't have a badge, you can buy a ticket for that night and just come out and have a fabulous party. It's $45, but we do recommend the all-inclusive badge because you just go on, you have click, reserve all your films, the panels, master labs, and then you have access to the hospitality lounge, and we have coffee in there all morning and popcorn, and start your morning off with a coffee and a donut and pop in. It's wonderful, and then you don't have to worry about picking and choosing, kind of going in there and figuring out, you've got your whole schedule right there.
Yeah, and there's lots of different stuff happening at the same time, and sometimes you got to decide between one or the other, but it's easy to be like, well, I can do that instead of, I can choose whatever, go to half of this, go to half of that, kind of like pop in and out.
Yes, absolutely, and you're correct. There is really something for every level. You don't have to be this cinephile movie lover.
Right.
I mean, if there's just something that you're interested in, you know, how do you get into the industry? Maybe you want to go to a panel that's talking about state of the industry. Maybe you're a student or retired and now you're like, hey, I want to be a screenwriter. There really is something for every level of lover of movies. I don't know anyone who doesn't love film. So there is really something to touch upon for all interests. And I will mention again, the Wind Room, we have some of our most dynamic programming happening in the Wind Room. Our Shorts Fest is happening in the Wind Room again. Then we have Jacqueline Bissett. We also have an incredible guest artist, Catherine Smith. She's a senior professor at USC. She's an artist.
Pretty good film school up there at USC.
Yes, and she is head of her department. She works in 2D and 3D animation, but also these dreamscapes are taking her own artwork, infusing them into animation, and really going over into you know, artificial intelligence. It's very captivating. I mean, listening to her, I just felt smarter listening to her, or maybe a little dumber, actually.
Yeah, sure. Like, that's a good place to be. Like, am I smarter or dumber now?
But I mean, it's so interesting. It's dealing with consciousness and where we're going in the future and some controversial things, but how she integrates her art into animation is fascinating. And it's, you know, that's not something that people normally like are going through the list going, oh, I want to see this, I want to do this. But again, there are some highly incredible, intelligent, fascinating people that we bring to Coronado that I recommend checking out. Mm-hmm. And she's one of them. And that's happening in the Wind Room as well.
Yeah, so it's going to be, I mean, there's a lot of great events. It's not just going and seeing movies. Like,
right,
there's movies and stuff about movies. There's stuff about films. And it's great. You know, there'll be celebrities around town, maybe you get a picture. If don't bug them too much though. I'll say that.
Coronado, I love this community, is so gracious to everybody and very respectful. But a lot of our independent filmmakers, you know, these are names that you don't necessarily recognize or know, but many of them are award-winning filmmakers in their own right. they love coming here. They just, it's like a vacation for them. But the feedback that they get from our audience is one of the biggest compliments that we get from filmmakers year after year, mm-hmm. is how cerebral, how respectful, the questions they're asked, the reactions that they have to their film or their presentation. It's not like that at every film festival. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's kudos to our community.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
No, it's going to be great. So Coronado Island Film Festival, it's going to run November 9th through the 13th. You can get your badges or individual tickets. So, if you want to just come to one or two things, mm-hmm. you can do that too.
Absolutely.
And that's at CoronadoFilmFest.com.
.com.
And Meredy Book, she is the executive and artistic director of the Coronado Island Festival, Film Festival, sorry. Thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. And I hope we see everybody coming out in full force and supporting us and enjoying the film festival.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right. That's about it for this edition of the Coronado Public Library podcast. But before you go, I'd like to tell you about a couple more things happening around town. First up, Academy Award-winning actor Gina Davis will discuss her book, Dying of Politeness. That's going to happen Saturday, November 12th at noon. It's not here in the library. It's actually going to be in the Founders Ballroom at the Hotel Del. The Friends of the Coronado Public Library have partnered with the Film Festival and Warwick's. Now, it's important to note that a paid ticket is required to attend this event. You can get that ticket at warwicks.com, warwicks.com. I would like to thank the Friends of the Library and the Film Festival, as well as Warwick's, for partnering for this event. Again, Gina Davis is going to discuss her book, Dying of Politeness, Saturday, November 12th at noon at the Dell. Not to be missed, for sure. Something else coming up here at the library is U.S. Attack Aviation. From the Red Baron to Top Gun, retired Air Force Brigadier General R.G. Head will talk about the history of U.S. attack aviation. He'll share stories from Air Force and Navy pilots, as well as from people that built the military aircraft. This lecture is going to be Thursday, November 17th at 5 p.m. in the Wind Room. And you can check out coronadolibrary.org for more information on that one. Again, Brigadier General R.G. Head is going to talk about U.S. attack aviation on November 17th. That's going to be a great one. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody, and have a great day.